What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah.
What a mighty God,
mighty God
we serve.
He's a living God.
Heaven and earth adore.
Yes, even
angels bow before.
He's mighty.
What a mighty God.
Now sing if you don't understand it. Oh, what a powerful God.
What a mighty God.
Mightily in our midst this morning, as the word of God is coming, ask God, I receive my own word. The word for me shall not pass me by. Somebody open your mouth, pray and talk to God. The word you have for me will not pass me by. I receive my word, even as the word of God is coming. Somebody pray, ask God, the miracle that accompanies your word, let that miracle accompany my life. He's a destiny changer. He can change destiny. I don't know what was the problem, the trouble you came to church with this morning. But as God, as your word is coming, let your word redirect my life. Let your word show me the place you have wanted me to be. Take me back to that place of my blessing. Take me back to my place of my honor. Pray and ask God, Father, bless my life this morning. Father, we thank you this morning. We bless your name, for you are God forever. Lord, as your word is coming, we humble ourselves before you. We ask you, O God, minister to us. Minister and bless our life. Turn things around and bless us, O God. This is our prayer this morning. In Jesus' name we are praying. Oh, can I hear a believer's amen? Shout a louder amen. Let's take our seat. May God bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. Once again, please help me welcome somebody by your side. Tell a person, good morning. Welcome to this first service. Tell a person, expect a blessing from God. Tell him you will not go back the same. God will transform your life. If you can hear, you shout amen. Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1 to verse 3. Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1 to verse 3. Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1 to verse 3. The Bible says, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom. And over this, three governors of whom Daniel was one, that they satraps might give account of them to them so that the king will suffer no loss. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. Verse 3 says, then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. I'm praying for somebody in this service. You have an encounter with an excellent spirit. That spirit will come upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Once again, I want to thank God for another privilege given to me by our mama to stand before you this morning. And from where we stopped yesterday, we were talking about the spirit, the right spirit for kingdom service. And you can help me, can we just echo the spirit we mentioned at outside the wrong spirit? What was number one? God help us in Jesus' name. I did say, whatever you get, when you get back home, have time to reflect on those things. So can we please echo together the right spirit for kingdom service? Number one, the spirit of, okay, the, number two, number three, spirit of what? Passion. Do you write number four? Okay, that was spirit of what? Genuine love and affection for God. Do you have number five? What was that? Spirit of sacrifice. Do you have number six? All right, may God help us in Jesus' name. I want to start from there. I know that some of us got to number four. So maybe I may begin. I want to begin with number five. I want to begin by saying, like I said earlier, that behind every action, behind every activity, there's a spirit. Your success is as a result of the spirit that was behind you. And your failure is also as a result of the spirit that was behind you. And we say that the spirit has to do with the influence behind your life. We say it is the manner or the style of rendering a service. We also say that it is what inspires you. The thing that inspires you. So if the wrong spirit is what is inspires you, then definitely you have setback in life. Definitely you will meet with failure. But we say if the right spirit is what is behind you, if the right spirit is what is influencing your life, then certainly you are sure to be successful. You are sure to have a breakthrough. And I'm praying for us that you have this breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. From where we stopped, we saw that the spirit, I spoke about a good heart for service as one of the spirits. We also mentioned the spirit of humility, the spirit of commitment, the spirit of passion. We also mentioned genuine love and affection for God and His people. Now, let me say a little about number five, the spirit of sacrifice. Every kingdom worker must have the spirit of sacrifice. This talks about the spirit that you can give even your last for the services of the kingdom. Doing your best to make sure that whatever you've been committed to, you sacrifice your time, you sacrifice your finances, you sacrifice everything about you to make sure that that service is successful. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, we saw the story of the woman, a widow. The Bible says she was a widow, and she sacrificed her last meal just to make sure that the work of God succeeded in the life of Elijah. And the Bible said that that woman succeeded. We also saw in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 24, 2 Samuel, give us 24 and verse 24. Bible says in 2 Samuel 24, verse 24, then the king said to Arona, no, but I will surely buy it from you for a price. Nor will I offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God with that which cost me nothing. So a sacrifice is something, is that which costs you something. So David bought the threshing floor and the ox for 50 shekels of silver. So a sacrifice is that which costs you something. You can also see the same in 1 Chronicles chapter 21 and verse 24. Now I want to mention another spirit. We say depending on the Holy Spirit. That was the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Praise God. Now I want to mention another spirit, that to succeed as a kingdom worker, another right spirit you need is the heart of prayers. The spirit of prayers. We heard in the morning yesterday that there's a place for preparation and there's a place for prayers. Can I say this? As a kingdom worker, whatever assignment you are given to perform in the house of God, you must prayerfully prepare for it. Praise God. So prayerfully prepare yourself for every assignment you are given in the house of God. Can I say this? There is no assignment you are given that you think prayer is not necessary. If you must pray for, if you must work as a servant of God, if you must do your assignment in the right way, then you must prepare prayerfully. Can I say this? That every assignment in God's house is spiritual. Every assignment in the house of God is spiritual. As an usher, God can direct you to usher a person to a place of his blessing. Praise God. As a sanctuary keeper or as a sanctuary cleaner, I want to say that when you are dusting the seats, you should be praying over them. Hallelujah. Pray and ask God, as somebody take a seat in the house of God this morning, let that person encounter the power of God. Pray over those seats. Pray as you are sweeping the floor. Pray over the floor. Lord, as we are cleaning this sanctuary, whoever walks into the house of God must have an encounter with you who we are serving. So no service in the house of God does not need prayer. Every service is spiritual, including announcements. As you come to announce, when you are the one to take announcement, prayerfully prepare yourself. Tell God, whatever word comes out of my mouth this morning shall be a blessing to everyone that hears. Hallelujah. So every service in the house of God is a spiritual service, and it must be accompanied with prayerful preparation. I am praying for us. Receive the grace this morning to take your assignment serious, because prayer, by prayer you are committing that assignment to the hand of God. By prayer, you are telling God, I cannot do this without your help. Talk less of the choristers. As you come out to minister, pray and tell God, as I minister this morning, as I sing as a praise leader, as I sing as a backup singer, oh God, let our word heal people. We saw yesterday that the assignment of David was to play the harp for the king. And Bible says, whenever David played the harp, the king was healed. So our singing can actually bring healing to people. Can you shout hallelujah? Oh, can we shout hallelujah? The next thing I want to mention, and that's where I want to dwell on this morning, is an excellent spirit. Hallelujah. The next right spirit that a child of God needs is the spirit of excellence. In the place we read, Bible said in verse 3, then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. If there is anything that would distinguish a child of God, if there's anything that would distinguish you from another person, is an excellent spirit upon your life. And Bible says, because of this excellent spirit upon the life of Daniel, the governor or the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. Please give us that verse 3 in NLT. Give us verse 3 in NLT. Let's see how NLT put it. Daniel soon proved himself more capable than all the other administrators and high officers because of Daniel's great ability. Bible says the king made plans to place him over the entire empire because there was an excellent spirit in Daniel. I am praying for somebody this morning that you have an encounter and receive the excellent spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let us know a few things about the excellent spirit before we pray. The God we serve is an excellent God. The God we serve does everything excellently. Isaiah 28 verse 29. Isaiah 28 verse 29. Bible help us to know that the God we serve is an excellent God. This also comes from the Lord of hosts. Can we echo the second part together? I want to go. A God that is wonderful in counsel and excellent in guidance.
When God is guiding you, you cannot make mistake in life. When God is guiding you, you have excellence. Can I say this? Like Mama said, you cannot be a child of God, serving God, and you don't have excellent result. It's an error. Because the God we serve can direct you to the question that your examiner is going to set. The question of your teacher, of your lecturer. If you serve God sincerely and an excellent spirit comes upon your life, there is nothing that can be hidden from you. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Bible said the God we serve is an excellent God. He is wonderful in counsel and excellent in guidance. Number two, we were created for excellence and good work as workers and even as believers. Why God created us was for excellence. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 help us to know that God created us before now that we may offer excellent services to him. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, Bible says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. This talks about an excellent work which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Can somebody shout hallelujah? So as far as you are a child of God, as far as you are a worker, when I say a child of God, I believe from what we said on Thursday that no worker in church should not have an encounter with God. It's the first criteria. And thank God for the secretary. He said this morning, for you not to have an encounter with God as a worker is just like you being in service or being in school for 4 years, for 5 years, as the case may be, only for you to discover that you did not write jam. Imagine that. Maybe when you are about going for service, when they are going through your papers, doing your screening, they ask you, where is your jam result? You say, hey, the truth is I did not take jam. What an error. It is the same thing. You've been serving God for many years. And by the time you appear before God for screening, only to discover that you have not had an encounter with him is the greatest error in life. But I pray for us that will never be your portion in the name of Jesus. So you must have an encounter. As far as Christian living is concerned, we are supposed to showcase excellence in whatever we do. Now the question is, what is excellent? Or what can we explain an excellent spirit? Number one, it is the ability to pursue and do the right thing. It is the ability to pursue and do the right thing in the best way as a worker. When you know the right thing you are supposed to do and you do that right thing, you are doing an excellent service. So the ability to pursue and do the right thing in the best way, wherever you find yourself, whenever you are called upon to render any service, you are rendering an excellent service. Can I say this? It's not an excellent service when you come up to do something and you are lacking what to say. Imagine that you come to maybe lead in praise and you are singing and words and songs just escape from your mind. You don't know what to sing again. It's a sign that you are not operating with an excellent spirit. So the ability to pursue and do the right thing, the ability to do your best wherever you are called upon and whenever you are called upon is a sign that an excellent spirit is working in your life. Number two, excellence is giving our best to the glory of God. Giving our best to the glory of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31, Bible says, everything we do in the house of God, whatever we do should showcase the glory of God. Therefore, whether you eat, whether you drink, whether you are sweeping, in my own language now, whatever you are doing, Bible says, do all to the glory of God. So when we render our services to the glory of God, it is a sign of an excellent spirit. Number three, an excellent spirit or serving with excellent spirit is doing the common everyday thing. Doing your common everyday activity in a very uncommon way, regardless of whatever you are going through. Doing the common everyday activity or everyday thing or things in a very uncommon way, regardless of what you are going through, regardless of whether you are being supervised or not, regardless of whether somebody is monitoring you or not, whether somebody is watching you or not, when you are able to do what you do every day in an uncommon way, this is to tell us that as a child of God, you should look for a way to make sure that your services is different every day. You do it in a special way. What will seem is common, you do it in an uncommon way. That's why I said, while others may think that sweeping the house of God is a common thing, as a person that is operating under an excellent spirit, you don't just sweep, but while you are sweeping, you are praying in tongues. While you are sweeping, you are talking to God. While you are dusting chairs, as you are ushering somebody to sit, you are telling God, as this person is coming to sit down, oh God, let him have an encounter with your spirit in this service. Somebody shout hallelujah. That is how to do an excellent service. As a media unit, while you are projecting the messages, you are telling God, this passage, as is showing on the screen, they will read with understanding. Which means you are doing an everyday service in an uncommon way. Somebody shout hallelujah. An excellent spirit. Excellence is the ability to produce or perform a task. The ability to produce or perform a task, a project or an assignment, to consistently, not the word consistently, meet or exceed standard. The ability to produce or perform a task, a project or an assignment, consistently to meet a task or exceed a standard. When you do a service with expectation, when you do a service beyond people's imagination, maybe you stood up, you came to do something, and you say, ah, let me see how this one is going to do it today. But when you exceed people's expectation, it's because an excellent spirit is working in your life. And I pray this will be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me say this, that an excellent spirit is to be outstanding in our activity. Oh, do something and stand out. Bible says that this Daniel distinguished himself among others. Daniel served God while he was still in a strange land. Bible says he became outstanding. Can I say this? When you are outstanding, when you render your service excellent, people will always look for you. Hallelujah. That's why if you read the story of the kings in the land of Babylon, you see that throughout all the four reigns, Daniel was always there. From the time of Nebuchadnezzar, to the time of Darius, to the time of Cyrus, all the kings in the land of Babylon, Daniel was always there because an excellent spirit was working in him. And I pray for us, receive that excellent spirit in the name of Jesus. It's rendering a high quality work far beyond average. Rendering a far quality work far beyond average. I think it was Papa Paul Enetche that said that excellence is the combination of thoughts and efforts to produce a desired result. The combination of thoughts and efforts to produce a desired result is what we call excellence. And I pray for you, it will come upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me round up by bringing to us, how do you achieve this excellent spirit? I'll mention about 5 keys to receiving an excellent spirit. 5 ways of achieving the spirit of excellence in your life. Number 1, have an excellent mindset. Praise God. Have an excellent mindset. Can I say this? That the spirit of excellence or achieving excellence begin with our mind. That's why the Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you are thinking excellent, then definitely you have an excellent result. But if you are thinking failure, then it is possible that you can encounter failure. Please can the media give us Titus chapter 1
and verse 15, maybe with the Message translation. Titus chapter 1, verse 15, Message translation. Let's see how that place put it. Bible says, everything is clean to the clean-minded. Nothing is clean to dirty-minded unbelievers. They leave their dirty fingerprints on every thought and act. So if you have a clean mind, if you have an excellent mind, everything you do will be excellent. So whatever assignment you are given, whatever task, maybe they tell you, come and help something. They ask you, come and plan for this. Believe God. From that moment, believe for an excellent spirit to come upon your life. Think excellently in everything you are doing. And before you know it, you will receive an excellent spirit. I pray for us. That will be our testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, give attention to details. Oh, give attention to details. This implies mind little things. While you are serving in that unit, nothing is too little for you to ignore. Don't ignore what you think it is nothing. A minor thing ignored can create a major problem that can affect your own life. A minor thing ignored can affect the outcome of your service. So pay attention, give attention to what you think is minor. Bible told us the story of Naaman in 2 Kings chapter 5. Bible said that Naaman went to Elisha and he said to him, go and dip for 7 times. The detail that was given to him, he went there with another mindset. Thank God for his servants who told him, if the king asks you to do something else, wouldn't you do it? Give attention to details. May God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Be innovative. Be innovative. Seek for a new way and a best way to do something. In other words, go for new ideas. Look for a way to make sure that what you are doing carries excellent results. Do the regular common thing in an uncommon way every day. You usher a person to church. Look for a way you usher in that person in a different way. I want to put you here. Put in your best in whatever you do. Daniel, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Put in your best in whatever you do. And because of time, let me say this finally. Avoid comparison. If you want to render an excellent spirit, then there is no room for comparison. Don't compare yourself with another person. Don't compare yourself with your colleague. Don't compare yourself with another person. Because the Bible says that only fools compare themselves. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, that's what we want to know. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. Bible says that those who compare themselves, for we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves, are comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. Your fellow do this as unto. Can I say this? Spirit to come upon our life. Pray. Always, before you do any assignment in the house of God, ask God, may an excellent spirit come upon me. In the book of Isaiah chapter 11, among the 7 spirits, Bible mentioned that there is a spirit of excellence, a spirit that will make you outstanding among every other person you are serving. It comes in the place of prayer. After you have done all your preparation, have a time to kneel down and ask God, Father, as I render service to you today, may an excellent spirit come upon my life. You must stand out among others. Don't copy the crowd. Daniel distinguished himself. Daniel stood out among others because an excellent spirit was working in his life. Can I say this? Don't allow anybody to mislead you, but allow the Spirit of God to lead you. Because when the Spirit of God leads a person, then he will operate with an excellent spirit. Let's stand to our feet.
Can I say that when you know the excellent, know that an excellent spirit is a license to promotion and preeminence. An excellent spirit put us ahead of others. As you stand, I want to believe God that there's a God that can give you an excellent spirit. Excellent work doesn't happen by chance. It happens by choice. Excellent service don't happen by chance. It happens by choice. The choice of being outstanding, the choice of praying, the choice of dedicating your life to your service, the choice of dedicating your life to your service is where an excellent spirit comes from. This morning, you want to pay, just take 2-3 prayer points and we are done. You have to tell God, I offer my life unto you to operate with an excellent spirit. We're going to tell God, Father, I rededicate my life unto you to operate under an excellent spirit. Come in to tell God, Father, thank you for the message we've received. An excellent spirit is one of the right spirits that every worker desires. Tell God, thank you. Over again, I give my life. Over again, I give my soul. Over again, I belong to you, Lord. Over again, I give my life. Over again, I give my soul. Over again, and over again, I belong to you. There's no way you surrender your life to Christ and you don't live in an excellent spirit. Can't just tell God, Father, I give my life to you. Lord, I rededicate my life to you. Lord, I desire to walk in an excellent spirit. Oh, when you walk in an excellent spirit, you cannot make mistake in life. Because the Spirit of God is an excellent spirit. When the Holy Spirit operates in your life, He leads you into excellence. Because Isaiah 28:9 said that the God we serve is an excellent God. Can you tell God, Father, I rededicate my life unto you. I give my life unto you, O God. Oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. I pray for the spirit of excellence upon my life. Can you open your mouth, begin to pray and talk to God? Pray and talk to God. Father, I desire that excellent spirit. Somebody pray, somebody pray. Over again, over again. Hey, over again. And over again. The last prayer point we're going to pray, Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19. Ezekiel 11, verse 19. You are going to ask God, Lord, I pray for a new spirit. Ezekiel 11, verse 19. Bible says something in Ezekiel. Saying, then I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them and take the stony heart out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. You're going to pray to prayer and tell, oh God, give us one heart in our unit. As we serve you, oh God, give us oneness of heart. As we serve you, oh God, endow upon us a new spirit, the spirit of excellence. Can you open your mouth, begin to pray and talk to God? Say, my Father, my God, we pray this morning, endow upon our life the spirit of oneness. Say, oh God, I receive a new spirit of excellence. Open your mouth, pray and talk to God. Pray and talk to God. Please mean that prayer as we round up. Oh God, an excellent spirit. The spirit of oneness, the heart of oneness, as we serve you, God. Please open your mouth, make that prayer this morning. An excellent spirit. Can you raise your two hands up as a round of that prayer? Raise your hand up. we cannot do without you. Sing that song as a prayer. Sing that song as a prayer as I run up. Father, without you. Yeah. Do without you. Do something great, great in my life. Oh Lord, something new and great, something new in my life.
Expect the spirit of excellence to come upon your life. You can just open your mouth and pray as I round up that session, oh God. Tell God, Father, do something new. At the end of this workers' retreat, at the end of this first service, Lord, I receive an excellent spirit. A spirit that will give me clarity. Excellent Jehovah is your name. Excellent. Pray. Excellent Jehovah is your name. Excellent Jehovah is your name. You are the Lord that changed not. Just pray. You don't know, son, just pray. I want to run in the prayer now. Just pray.
You are the God that changed not.
Please, and that's what you're going on. Pray. God is speaking upon your life now.
God that changed not.
It is coming upon your life now. Believe God.
You are the God that changed not. God that never fails. Holy Spirit, you are the God of excellent workers. The God you are the God of children.
Father, we thank you this morning. You've spoken to us from first day, oh God. And this morning you are telling us that one of the right spirits is the spirit of excellence. Lord, upon as many as believe, I pray this morning, let that spirit come upon your life now. Receive that excellent spirit now. Receive that excellent spirit now. Receive that excellent spirit now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray. Oh, Shalaba. Please raise your two hands up. We are going to round it with seven powerful hallelujah and a hand over the mic. Believe God as you shout that hallelujah. An excellent spirit is coming upon your life. Forget about who is standing beside you now. For I know there's a God that can do wonders. As you shout, every barrier around your life, like the walls of Jericho, will fall. And that excellent spirit is coming upon your life now.
You are the God that changed not.
Raise your two hands up.
Two more times. You are the God that changed not.
For the last time we say,
you are the God that changed not.
Shout hallelujah, number one. Number two. Number three.
Release yourself now. As we shout number five, whatever is standing as a barrier, as you shout this number five, that thing is leaving you now. Number five. Shout number six. Are you ready for number seven? Are you ready for number seven? Whatever was standing as a barrier, whatever was inside your life, any relationship, whatever you took in that wanted to hinder you from receiving this excellent spirit, at the count of three, as we shout the last one at the count of three, it is coming upon your life now. Number one, two, and three.
Still in that same vein, I'd like you to point your hands towards the servant of God that God has used to bless us this morning. Pray that God refresh him the more, we feel him the more. I'd like you to say that quick prayer. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we'll be taking our closing hymn, Oh Happy Day.
For the second service is around Pastor Joseph Akpan of Inside Bible Church, Port Harcourt. Is that how you are celebrating the man of God? Please celebrate the man of God. Yes, Pastor, you are welcome. God bless you in Jesus' name. I want to believe God as you leave this service and be part of the second service, the power of God is coming mightily upon your life. Trust God that as you leave the service, you will rejoice throughout this day. And even throughout this month. And I pray for you, whatever want to stop your rejoicing this season, may God take them away in the name of Jesus. As you go out, may the doors of rejoicing be open for you. As you go out, may the spirit of rejoicing come upon your life. And as you go out, may an excellent spirit operate upon your life. Wherever you were rejected in the past, you will be accepted. Walk in this newness of life. In Jesus' name we are praying. And let's share the grace of God in fellowship. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit.